As promised, we are joined right now by a cornerback for the Steelers. He's coming off a game where he had 8 tackles and a sack and a pass defended and a fumble recovery, all in Sunday's win over Denver. He is tied for 2nd most sacks in the league this year. 13 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 passes defended, and that fumble recovery. He was undrafted back in 2016 out of Mississippi. The Steelers out 2-0. They're at home against Houston on CBS, 1 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Mike Hilton is my guest. Mike, it's good to have you on. How are you, Mike?
What's going on, Jim? How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. Really good. I know you're already thinking about the Houston game on Sunday, but I got to ask you about your last game last Sunday because you had an enormous day. How pleased were you overall with the defense and how you guys showed up on that unit?
I feel like we played well. Early in the game, they were able to run the ball, but after a while, we were able to settle down and, you know, really play our game and get after the quarterback. And we felt like, you know, once we stopped their run, number one, we made them one-dimensional, which gives our guys the opportunity to pin their ears back and go put pressure on the quarterback, and we were able to do that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You, as a cornerback, are really good at getting after the quarterback, and I'll talk to you about that in a minute. But you made a number of plays that we could talk about. I've got to pick my spots. What about the recovery of that fumble that Bud Dupree caused? What did you see on that play as it was unfolding?
I know it was 3rd down. We were in man coverage, and now there's no fans. Like, as I'm running, covering my guy, I just hear the whole sideline go ball. So I just turn around. I see the ball on the ground, you know, and instincts take over. Go jump on that ball and give our offense an opportunity.
Mike Hilton, my guest. Actually, I want to say you're tied for 3rd in the league in sacks, but this is not new. You have 8.5 sacks in 49 career games. DBs are not supposed to get to the quarterback like that, but you do. How do you explain that?
I just feels like a knack for something, you know, just like any other position. Receivers have knacks catching the ball, and running backs have knacks of making people miss. I don't know. It's just my knack to be able to cause havoc in the backfield. And, you know, in my short career, I've been able to do that at a high level.
Mike Hilton is joining us. In fact, I talked to a lot of defensive ends about their approach to pass rushing, and your D coordinator, Keith Butler, pretty much said exactly that. He knows how to do it. He's got a knack for that type of thing. So what's it mean to you to be playing in a defense that puts you in spots like that, to have that kind of success and to be able to make an impact like that? Fit.
It's a great feeling. You know, when you gain the coach's trust and, you know, you go out there and perform and do what they want at a high level, you know, that give you more opportunities to go out there and make plays. And, you know, over these couple of years, I've been gaining the trust of all my coaches and all my teammates. And they know when they call something for me, you know, there's a good chance that I'll be able to make the play. So just having those guys confident in my ability, you know, that's a big confidence booster.
You know, Mike, from the outside looking in, you are not necessarily the biggest guy in the field, but, man, you hit hard. A lot of cornerbacks have got that reputation for maybe not being as interested in tackling, but you are not afraid to bring the lumber. What is your attitude when it comes to tackling and being physical in that position?
Man, it's always been my mindset, man. You know, I've always probably most likely been the smaller guy on the field, so I expect teams to throw my way and run my way and see what type of player I am. And I know it's just something in my DNA that, you know, I play bigger than I look, and, you know, I go out there and prove it when I get on the field.
Well, I mean, it's evidence of how you hit. You've joined the linebackers for tackling drills before the season. Like, what are those drills like, and what do you take away from them?
It's just an opportunity to work on, you know, your tackling, especially with this offseason and our different type of training camp we had. So, and then no preseason, you know, you don't really work on your tackling too much, but this offseason, I really took it in stride. And when coaches pulled me over for a tackling drill, you know, I really did it 100% and really trying to make sure my craft is at its best.
Steelers cornerback Mike Hilton is my guest. Now, when you play defense in Pittsburgh, that means you're part of a really special tradition. As an example, a couple of years back when you had 3 sacks against the Texans on Christmas Day, your name was suddenly being mentioned alongside guys like Troy Polamalu, Donnie Shell, who was a fierce, fierce hitter, Carnell Lake.
Yeah.
Like, what's it mean to you to be a part of that Steelers tradition?
Man, it's a great thing. Like you said, knowing all the teams and all the players that have played defense in this organization, you know, to be recognized as some of the best to ever do it, you know, that's a big blessing. And I'm not going to take it for granted. I just want to go out there and keep improving and just try to help my team win.
Well, I mean, your journey has been something, too. Like, as an example, I had Brown safety Andrew Sendejo on the show last hour. And like you, he was undrafted coming out of college. He had to go to the UFL. You were undrafted, and you were cut twice in a three-week span, but you just kept grinding, yeah. And you guys were able to carve out careers for yourselves. As you've said, quote, I know it's cliche. I know a lot of athletes say it, but it really is the effort you put in, end quote. Like, a lot of guys in your situation never make it to even one NFL game, let alone have the impact that you're having right now. So how does it feel to know that all that hard work is paying off?
Man, it's a great feeling. You know, just going through the whole process, I was just sitting there thinking, I'm not the first one to go through this, and I won't be the last. So take advantage of this opportunity because you never know when you get it again. And, you know, thankfully I landed with the perfect team, and I've been able to produce. And, you know, I'm just happy to be here and help us win.
You know, to your point, though, it doesn't work out for everybody. Like, some guys might want to, or maybe some guys don't know how to. Like, this is kind of weird, but I was talking to Jonnu Smith of the Titans yesterday, and he was telling me how, man, he loves weightlifting. Like, he absolutely loves to be in the gym, but he said that not everybody likes to lift, which kind of surprised me. Like, you figure, like, if you're in the NFL, not only is it part of the job, but you must like it. But, I mean, is that the way it is? Do some people not like it, or do some just not know how to put the effort in?
You know, everybody's different, man. Everybody's got a different motivation, a different mindset. And for me personally, I just feel like, you know, I'm not supposed to be in this position, man. Like I said, I've been cut. I was sitting at home for a couple times, so I know how it feels. And I just never let it go over my head. I'm always focused on getting better any type of way, lifting, running, technique, just something small that'll keep me going.
See, I'm glad you said that because I've always been curious about this. If everybody's telling you that you're not big enough, you're not strong enough, you're not good enough, you're not fast enough, whatever, how is it that you have that one voice that keeps telling you everybody in the world's wrong and I know I am? How does that work?
Man, it's just that voice in your head, man. If it's one person that's going to always critique and always check out how you're playing, it's going to be yourself. So you just got to have confidence in yourself, confidence in your ability. And just block out the outside noise. Focus on how you are as a player and just, you know, go out there and compete, man, and just have fun.
Mike Hilton's my guest. All right, so you're part of a Steelers secondary. It's really talented. Minkah Fitzpatrick is in that system and was for a chunk of last season as well. And then the offseason, like, he's a really unique player to me. What's he bring to the secondary?
Man, his overall, he's probably the smartest guy on the defense, especially for him not being here for what? It's going on 2 years. No, it's going on 1 year. We traded for him week two, yeah. So his willingness to go around and ask people, like, what they're doing on certain coverages and where's his landmark if he's in the post. Just seeing how mature he is to be such a young guy, you know, it shows in the way he plays and how he makes plays on the ball, and he's just all around the field.
You know, Mike, you got a good head for this sort of thing and a good set of eyes. For instance, you were hyping rookie wide receiver Chase Claypool before the season, and then he had that bomb against Denver. What did you see in him before the year that made you think that he had something special in him?
Man, for a guy to be that big and that athletic, it's crazy. So we're not surprised by him going up top on Denver. You know, we tried to keep a secret. I know Joe Hayden said something about him during training camp, but, you know, it's out there now. Everybody sees how athletic and gifted he is, and, you know, we're going to count on him during the season.
All right, so let me finally ask you, Steelers fans are such an enormous part of the home games. What was it like playing that game without the usual Pittsburgh crowd?
Man, it's definitely different for sure. But that's where we, as a team, we create our own energy. We bring our own juice. You know, we know we got to amp it up a lot more because there's no fans behind us. So just guys on the sideline are always hyping each other up and trying to get that energy going. And we know if we can get energy from the 40 other players on the sideline and coaches, we know that 11 out there is going to go out there and do their job.
Dude, I was going to say, if there were 52 of you in addition to you, juice and energy would not be an issue. I mean, is this the way you always are? Do you have to manufacture on some days? Or do you kind of wake up with this kind of juice and energy every single day?
Man, I wake up with it. Like I said, it's a blessing to be in this position. I don't take it for granted. You know, this game we play, you're one snap away from it being your last. So I just go out there, you know, just have fun, man. Enjoy it. It's something I've been doing my whole life, so I've never lost the love for it, and I don't plan to lose the love for it.
I love that. Houston at Pittsburgh on Sunday, CBS game. He is a cornerback for the Steelers, coming off a huge game in that win over Denver. Mike Hilton, my guest. Mike, great to have you on. Appreciate the energy and the juice, man. Great job.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Good talking to you, Mike. Really nice to have you. Love that. If we all hit everything the way he hits his gig with that kind of gratitude and appreciation, how much better would we all be? How much better would we all be at our jobs? How much better would we all be at life? I love that energy. Picking me up.